Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to Growing in Faith with Lashes podcast. Oh my God, it's so nice to be doing this right now. Like, I can actually not imagine that, like, I'm actually sitting down to actually record this. Ah, wow, it's so nice. It's so nice. Welcome again to every single one of you that actually took out time to listen to this podcast. God knows I am so grateful. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, whatever time that you're going to be listening to this podcast. And it's a privilege to actually have you here. Like, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Yeah, and by the way, my name is Toluwalashe. Yes, for those that don't understand Yoruba, the meaning of Toluwalashe is simply God's will be done. Yeah, that's the meaning that I actually gave myself, because Toluwalashe, do you get? So I gave myself the meaning of that name, although, you know, people have different meanings to their names and everything, but that's my own meaning for those that I want to know what the meaning is. Yes, that is, once again, I actually want to welcome every single one of you to this podcast. Yes, thank you. So straight to the point, first of all, I would like to apologize for keeping majority of you guys at suspense. I've been on suspense, everything. I am so sorry. It's not my fault though. And I'm very sure a lot of people have been thinking, oh, Tony's not going to be consistent in it. No, that's not what it is. It's just that I have to take out time to, you know, seek God. Or what does God want me to do? What does God want me to say? And I'm not saying this to boast, actually. I'm not saying this to boast. Yes, I was just, you know, I had to take a time. Like, I received the instruction. I needed to be clear so that I will not just come and do what is my own. You get? Yes, and this is it. This is where we are today. So what's the GFL podcast all about? The Growing in Faith with Lashes podcast, what's it all about? As the name implies, is obviously, how do you grow spiritually? Like, spiritually, how do you, you know, have this close walk with God? How do you have this intimate walk with God despite everything that is going on in this world? Like, come on, how do you grow as teenagers, as youths, as, you know, young people in a world like this? You have a lot of activities and to understand. So how do you go? And I know that there are a lot of people out there that actually have a whole lot of questions about, oh, how do you guys do this thing, or how do you do this thing? Honestly, part of the reason why this podcast started was because I just had this burden in my heart that, oh, a whole lot of people don't actually understand what they are doing. Like, you don't know what to do. And then they don't even have, like, the access. They don't have anybody they can actually reach out to. Do you get? Because I actually remember when I was pretty much new, like, I just started being serious with God. Because honestly, all the things I was doing before was play. And I just moved into a new environment and had different questions about, because I saw a whole lot of different doctrines. I'm like, hey, what you people are doing here is far, is a little bit, pretty much, I mean, it's just different. Like, it was actually somewhat different from what we're doing in my own church. And I'm like, how do you guys do this thing? What is this? What is that? And then as time went on, at least the Holy Spirit teaching me, I'm not saying this to boast, please. Everything I'm saying yesterday is not to boast, and that's not saying I'm perfect. No, I'm not perfect. So I'm growing, you are growing, we are all growing together. In fact, the whole point of this podcast is to grow. Yeah, so back to what I was saying. So I had a whole lot of questions. I didn't know who to meet. Although I grew up in a Christian home, and my parents are even pastors, and about they had structures in place. Like, they actually had everything. You see, morning devotion, personal time. My mom even enforced us, like, she compulsorily told us we must be having personal devotion. But then it was like what they were giving me is, it was good, but it was from, I wanted more. I wanted the knowledge that I don't know what I was seeking, but I just wanted that knowledge. Oh, how do you guys do this thing? And a funny time, I'd be funny at times how I actually try to speak, like, to people on my own, not even inquiring from the Holy Spirit. I would just, like, try to speak. I just saw this either big brother or big sister, and I'd be like, ah, let me say, try to talk to them. And they did not even give me this, like, I'm grateful for their response and for their answers and everything. But then there was still this thing in me that I'm like, oh, I'm not satisfied. This is not what I want. And then by the Holy Spirit, at least, I know that there was actually some podcast that I actually listened to. Funny enough, that is that I'm not a podcast person. And I just stumbled on one and I'm like, oh, this person's actually speaking to me. Do you guess when you be in that scenario? And then it's like, ah, this person's actually talking to me. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then for many of you that actually follow me on IG, you see that at a point I started a Christian content kind of last year, and all of a sudden I just paused. Well, it's not as if I just wanted to pause, so no, it's not that. A lot of things went on, and you know, I had to put a pause to it, and I'm like, oh, you just hold on, just wait, I'm coming back to you. And then someone just came to me and I was like, ah, Tolu, why are you not doing this podcast, this content anymore? That I was actually reaching out to them. I'm like, eh, seriously, wow. That means there are a whole lot of other people there too that are actually thinking the same way you are. And I went back to my prayer closet and I'm like, ah, God, if this is it, what you want me to do? Because I cannot be doing content when I don't even have video kits and a whole lot of other things. And this podcast, it came as, let me say, as an alternative. I'm just using alternative. I'm not saying it's an alternative, but you know, like, it just came up. I'm like, at that point when the thought came, I just buried it immediately. It's not as if I didn't think deep on it. I didn't carry any actions out towards it. I just left it. And then late last year, in the Ember month, this thought again, it came to me, and I'm like, ah, Tolu, if God is actually putting this thing on my heart like consistently, that means I actually have to start. Then I spoke to a friend and he just created a, you know, flyer. I'm like, bah, hey, this is real. So this is real. And me too, without even thinking second thoughts, I just posted the flyer and I'm like, wow, okay. And here we are today. Yes, so majorly, I know that by the grace of this Holy Spirit, we're actually going to be answering, you know, people that actually have questions about how they should grow, spiritually. How do you balance this? I remember that time I had questions about, oh, how do I balance my Bible studying with other activities, with schoolwork? Like, I remember that time I kept on asking, like, myself, how these people, how are they doing this? Is it that they're actually not being serious at one and they're being serious at the other one? And I did not find the answers to it until the Holy Spirit starts being still, because I'm like, who else is a greater teacher than he is? So I had a whole lot of other questions too. And the thing is that I actually wanted to ask my parent at a point, but then I didn't want to ask them because I felt like, oh, if I should actually ask this, especially my mom. Hey, I'm not saying this thing, but then I think I can imagine how my mom would have thought at that time. She'd be like, ha, so this girl is really getting serious. And you know how mothers can be sometimes, don't ever say it, don't ever go deep into that. So I didn't just want them to look at me as this spiritual person, like at that time. Was at this point, everybody already knows. So what's the point of actually thinking? Yeah, so that's pretty much what happened. And I'm saying it again, that I know that by the grace of God, be able to touch the lives of many, like a whole lot of many, at least. I know that this is going to be fun. Yes, I feel it's actually, I don't know how many of you are actually excited as I am. I am so excited, and I'm me too. Like right now, I am anticipating to record the next episode because I'm like, hey God, what's next? What want us to do next? I don't know how many of you are like that, but please stay tuned. That's what I can just say, because you don't know if this next one is going to be for you or not. Yeah, and just know that I have every one of you in mind. Yes, like this podcast is for every single body. It's not for, oh, I'm already good at this aspect. No, probably you still have a whole lot of things to work on. And yeah, by the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to actually search those things out. Yes, I believe. So please make sure you share to your friends, your sister, your brother, your siblings, everybody. You can also share to older ones that you feel like, oh, I think this person needs to hear this thing. Please make sure you send to them. And it's not that you just listen to the first episode and you're not listening to the other one, make sure you listen, because this podcast is hashtag spread the good news. Like, the whole world must know. They must hear Jesus. They must hear the good news. It is by force, by fire. It is not whether they want to hear again. No, everybody must hear by force, by fire. Yes, thank you again, once again. Thank you again. I know I'm repeating words, right? Thank you so much. Yes, thank you everybody for listening to this point. Thank you. I love you all. Thank you. Bye.